and welcome to Ask the Accountant Pit Stop Podcast here at FAB. And today we have a nice little guest with us. We have Jack here, and I'm really excited about this one because for me, I feel like you're one of the people who has come along and you've been able to show how accountancy can be done. There's definitely a new approach to what you're doing here, which we definitely need to talk about. So first of all, talk to camera, tell everyone who you are, why people should be interested in you, what you do, a little bit about your new business venture.
Yeah, so Jack Moore, I run now what is called my finance function. We aren't a traditional accountancy practice, as I said before, so we are doing things a bit differently. So I've spent nearly 15 years in the accountancy industry in practice, and I've gone from, you know, I was a partner at a firm in Nottingham before, and I had 150 clients to look after. And got to the stage where I realized, actually, I didn't really know anything about any of those businesses, and I could allocate so little time to them throughout the year that I really wasn't delivering any value other than making sure the accounts and tax returns were filed on time and whatnot. So we started sort of, a small team of us started building sort of a blueprint for a different kind of model.
Love it.
Whereby we can basically replicate to add more value. And one of the ways I think we can add more value is by, well, first of all, we can save them quite a bit of money in the way we do things. But also giving them more insight than they would get from their accounts people they would have in-house. Because I think people move from practice to industry and go and work for a business, and they lose their technical skills over the years and things.
Yeah, yeah.
We basically operate a finance function, outsourced finance function for small businesses. So we are practice accountants, and everything that we do is underpinned by a practice accountant and their technical skill set. But we deliver it in such a way that the clients get full service from us.
And I love it.
If you go to a practice accountancy as a small business and say, can you operate my finance function? They'll say, absolutely, yes, we can. They'll charge you X thousands of pounds per month for doing it, and then they just won't deliver.
Yeah.
Whereas we've got the model that we operate is such that we can deliver, and we are delivering that.
But, I love that.
So that's how we do it, and that's how we do it.
I love it. Yeah. And it's got to be said, though, from your point of view, surely, that you've then got a much more enjoyable job, right? Like you said there, you had X amount of clients, whatever the number was, 150-odd clients. But from your point of view, it was very much a case of you were just ticking over,
making sure
the ticks.
Yeah. That's it.
Tell us now, how much more rewarding is it?
Oh, it's so much more rewarding. Everything that we do is genuinely proactive. And you hear that word a lot in this industry. You know, we're proactive accountants, but not really.
Yeah.
Everything that I've always done has always been reactive. It's always been worked a deadline, we need to get things done by X date, and it'll always get done as late as possible. But genuinely, the amount of time that we have to give our clients means that we can be proactive and think as if we were working for that business. And if we were the finance director for this business, what sort of intel would we be giving the business owners? And we can do that because of the time we have to deliver it.
Yeah, and you're also, because you've got still a pulse on the industry, you've still got multiple clients to look at and everything else, and you come to events like this, you can still go, actually, there's maybe a clever bit of tech or a different workflow or some efficiency here that means that you can actually efficiently do that work for them and not get stuck into a grind, which unfortunately is what happens to a lot of them internally, right?
Yeah.
They've done it X way for X amount of time, but you can come along and go, there's this section of this workflow you need doing, but we've done this quite well over here, and let's replicate it and bring it through. So,
well, that's
problem solving, isn't it?
Well, that's what you come to events like this for, because it's not, you know, you've got set systems and set processes, but that doesn't mean that forever they're going to be the best ways to operate.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially where any function is concerned, but finance function being one of those places where you can find new efficiencies as new tech comes to market. So we've been looking at apron today, for example, and potentially that's a replacement for Dex, maybe. I don't know. We use Dex at the moment,
but it
could be with the new features they've got. And you kind of need to, like you said, have your finger on the pulse in this industry because tech moves so quickly, right?
Yeah.
So this year's hot product isn't going to be next year's hot product. So coming here is invaluable for us just to make sure that we're aware of, to a small extent of everything that's going on in the market. And then if there's anything that we think we could actually looking at that in some more detail, we can then go and look at it in more detail.
I love that. Right. So you've mentioned about this event. We're here at FAB 2024, the inaugural event. Very different event, right? Like this is not what we're, maybe not what we're used to, but definitely a unique event that's good to see. But what's your first impression so far? What stands out to you about this particular event?
It's very relaxed. I feel like you can kind of turn up, you can speak with vendors, you can chat with people in your network, or you can go and listen to some of the events, some of the talks that they've got on. So you can pick and choose, you know, what you want your day to look like, really. And there are quite a lot of vendors here compared with some of those sort of roadshow events that we've been to recently and stuff. Outside of Accountex and some of the bigger events. There are quite a few vendors, here, and quite a good mix as well. So I think it's a really relaxed event. Pick and choose your day however you want it, structure it so that you can get whatever you want out of it. And so far it's been insightful for us, if nothing else.
Yeah, certainly has. Okay, so what are you most looking forward to today then? What was the reason that you chose FAB over one of the other events, or are you just going to go to all of them? What's about this event that's intriguing?
I'd never seen it. I heard of it before, so I think I'd heard that it's sort of it's part of Accounting Web. So yeah, we'd never seen it before. So we've done all the others: Accountex, Digital Accountancy Show, QBO, XeroCon, all of those. And I thought, you know, we'll do something different, see what the structure of this is like, and see if it's worthwhile doing, and then perhaps we'll come again next year. So really, because we've not done it before.
Yeah, and it's pretty much on your doorstep, right? Like, that's got to be a nice
right
part of
straight
it.
Down the M42. Hour and a bit to get here. Yeah, easy to get to. So yeah, no stress, no drama, and it's free.
Yeah,
free event.
Yeah,
and there's plenty here. So
any courage to bring your team like you have done, which is it's good to see. Okay, so how do you take action from this event though? So not necessarily maybe from this event, but you've already said you're going to be talking to Lights of April, and you're going to be talking to other vendors. You're going to maybe come to some of these speaking spots over here. What do you take out? How do you make sure that you do take away from this what you need to and action it? Because that's the important thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's always quite difficult because it's quite easy to sit there and say, we're going to implement this. And everybody would love to do that, but you have to be realistic. And what's going to happen is the more sort of touch points you have with you know, Apron, for example, if you want to switch from dev to Apron, we need multiple touch points until we get to the stage where you think, you know what, okay, fine, we're going to trial that product. So I think it's just another couple of touch points here and there for the softwares and products that we might end up using. Not saying we're going to go away and implement things, you know, tomorrow morning, because that never happens. So let's be realistic. But it's, you know, being in touch with these providers, and then it'll give us something to think about. And then perhaps next time we'll see them at an event. And if we've not implemented their product by that time, perhaps another
keep you accountable, right?
Yeah,
at that
exactly.
point. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just to give us some options, and then we can go away and try. And, you know, if there's something that stands out, and absolutely next week we need to have this product. Then we can at least do that. We've spoken with an account manager here, so we've then got a contact for that product, and we can sort of take it from there.
I love it. I think that's the right way to do it. Okay, what do you think of the UK accounting event space at the moment? We've got, you've already mentioned a lot of them, DAS, Accountex. There is. Do you think there needs to be more? Do you think there's too many? Do you think they're rightly spaced out? Do you think they're the right place in the UK? What's your opinion on it at the moment?
I think there are a lot. They tend to be London-centric, very London-centric historically. Obviously, you've got Accountex up in Manchester. These guys are now doing it in Birmingham, which I think is great because it's centrally, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big selling point for them, basically saying you can get to Birmingham within 4 hours or something of anyone in the UK, something like that. So, I think they've previously been very London-centric. It's nice that this one's outside of London. It's quite saturated, this market now. There are a lot of them, a lot of competition for, you know, they're all vying for position in terms of where the, you know, come to our event, come to this event because we do this, and come to our event because we do that. And there are events like XeroCon, for example, which we won't go to, like, it's quite expensive. It's 300 and something pound a ticket. And when there are freebies like this that are very good events that genuinely you can get out of these as much as probably you would do from a XeroCon, go to these ones instead. So that, yeah, there is a lot of competition, which means there's a lot of choice now in terms of what events you go to. But yeah, there are loads of them.
Yeah, it is. It's difficult, isn't it? Because they don't want to be oversaturated, but at the same time, there's so many opportunities to think. Because one thing I'll say about this is, I'll go to Digital Accounting Show, for example, or XeroCon, or QuickBooks Connect, and you'll find probably 90% of the people there you already know. And it's great to catch up, and it's fantastic to have that opportunity to find out what they're doing. But something so powerful about going to an event like this, and 60% of the people here, I have no idea who they are. And that's great, right? Like, that's an opportunity to talk to someone new, figure it out. So yeah, I think there's definitely a space for an event like this. And yeah,
because of the location, I think.
I think you're right.
A lot of people don't want to travel to London, so it's great that it's in Birmingham.
Yeah, exactly right. So go on then, talk to me about, what do you love about this industry? What is that reason that you have fire in your belly for this industry? What keeps you, what gets you up in the morning?
I think if I was owning, if I owned my own business, which I do obviously in accountancy, but if I owned a business as, like, you know, one of the sort of clients that we work with, for me, my mind would be in finances all the time, because I think it's kind of key. You need you need to know where your finances are as a business. So for us to be able to deliver total financial oversight for our businesses that we work with, I think for me that's what drives what we do. This industry of ours is plagued by slow responses, lack of communication, you know, and with the tech that we have nowadays, there's no excuse for it. I think there's kind of always been solicitors and accountants, and solicitors are now still kind of up here in terms of their how people perceive them as a service, and accountants have sort of slipping. So for me, motivation is to sort of help us, you know,
bridge that gap.
So that's what sort of drives me.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you've already answered, but what is the part about the industry don't like though? What is the bit that really frustrates you?
It's probably that. I think we're a very old-fashioned industry, or the perception of accountancy is very old-fashioned still. I think we need to change that, because we're not. Like, you know, the teams I've worked with over the last 15 years have all been very, you know, largely very young teams. We bring grads through and we train them and we give them a career path and we help them grow and develop. And people think of accountants as sort of 60-year-old white hair, briefcase and grey suit kind of guys.
But
it's just not like that. So the one thing would be that I think we are sort of plagued with that reputation, which a lot of us are going some way to fix in.
But it hampers our growth, right, as an industry. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's hard with the same brush.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So talk about your tech stack then. So this is a piece of equipment, maybe a piece of software, maybe a new solution, whatever it's going to be, but something maybe in the last year, let's put it there, that you have basically gone, has changed the game for you, been a complete game changer, the way you either run your practice or help your staff or help your clients. Is there anything out there that you would just say is like that number one?
So for us, the big thing that we've implemented that I've never really had a handle on before is workflow management. We do use Bright Manager.
Yep.
I've just been speaking to the guys from Client Engager, so this is something that we're definitely going to look at, because they say they do it as well, and they've got as well as Bright Manager, and they've got other features that might be useful for us as well. But so we do use Bright Manager. Not saying it's the solution that we need forever for workflow management, but having proper oversight and total control of your workflows is just absolutely crucial, because what we deliver on a monthly basis. It's not sort of an annual service that we deliver. Yep. So our workflows need to be. We need to be on top of our workflow. So implementing that has been an absolute game changer for us.
I love that. And I think all I'm like challenging the industry to do, and I know people are out there looking to do it, is that it's all well and good having workflows, but at the moment our workflows are always based on time or dates or anything else.
Yeah.
What we need those workflows to really be based on is our client data, right? Like how good or bad or indifferent is that client data that should be driving these workflows. So. Yeah. I feel like there's a really exciting movement coming soon. And I feel like the more that these solutions talk to these solutions, we bridge that gap, the better opportunity we're going to have going forward. So, I think it's an exciting time for workflow at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and the tech will open it up. Like you say, you know, all these platforms talking to each other just opens up so many more possibilities of what you can do and what you can track and how you can see and have visibility over the data, data sets for our clients.
And for someone like you, that gives you confidence to grow, right? And that gives you confidence to take the next step. And
exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. So how do you feel AI is going to impact you? If you could go a year in forward and you could sit yourself down here now, do you think we're too soon? Do you think that's going to play? Or do you think AI is going to play a part in your business going forward? How you feel about it? Is it just a buzzword?
Play a huge role. I think it'll just develop and we'll just sort of build on the tech that we have already. And I think AI will just... I think what we want to get, we want to get to the stage where we can take as many man hours out of the process as possible. And it's inevitably going to be at the bottom end. So it's going to be in your transaction processing and how you deal with data. We want to take the data processing role away, really, and have as much of that client data feeding in from bank feeds and receipt capture apps. You know, all of that wants to hit the QuickBooks or the accounting software.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible and with as few touch points, human interaction points as possible. So I think AI will evolve. It already is there to some degree, but I think it'll just evolve to an even greater degree so that we take even more manpower out of that.
And we're not talking about losing jobs here, are we? We're talking about enhancing someone's
redefining
job.
Like, roles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
making them even more impactful. And
you move them away from being the data processor and they are in control of managing how that data is worked and how those apps work with the data. So we're not talking about making people redundant. We're talking about giving people more. You can work with those people, able to work with more clients, but they'll work with them they'll work with the data in a different way. They become more data validators than data input. Data input.
Yeah. Which I assume, and we can only assume this, but would be a more satisfying job, right? And that's what it's all about.
You're
right?
Not just sort of crunching numbers, you're checking and validating and verifying the data. So I would have thought that's positive for everybody.
Positive for everyone, exactly. Okay, so we've got that camera. This is your opportunity to plug and plug some more about who you are, where they can find you, what you could help them with, maybe whatever it is. This is your opportunity. Have you got any social projects coming along? You know, all that sort of stuff.
So we want to talk. You know, we want to sit in front of and speak with like small SME businesses, business owners who they might be on the cusp of needing to hire an in-house accountant, not quite sure if they can afford it or if that's what they should do or if there's an outsourced solution available. We basically just want to say to them, you can outsource finance in the same way that you would think about outsourcing HR or marketing, which is commonplace now.
Yeah.
You can outsource finance at that level. Not talking about blue chip companies. You know, we're talking about SMEs who are, you know, up to 10, 15, even 20 million turnover. You can outsource finance. You know, you don't need to go and spend 80 grand a year on an FD and 40 grand a year on an accountant. Like,
yeah.
There are solutions available. There are a handful of businesses that can do it properly. We're doing it really well. You know, a lot of our clients are testimony to that. We've got testimonials from the businesses we work with. They think we're amazing and the service we deliver is amazing. And we are consistent in our delivery as well. So we want to sit in front of and speak with these businesses, learn about their businesses, see if we can help them, and then hopefully work with them.
I love it. I love it. And for me, I feel like the theme of today's conversation from a lot of people that sat there today is all about disruption. And I feel like you're one of those. You're helping the industry, disrupt the industry in a positive way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like opportunities like yours that are going to entice different types of people into the industry and people who are going to be actually really, really beneficial to it. So can only thank you enough and like keep it up. I know you were talking about, was it podcast maybe later down the line, all that sort of stuff?
Is anything that gets
something to keep you, something to keep an eye out for,
you know, keeps us in forefront of people's minds. You know, I'd love to just sitting and speaking with business owners about their business, their story. How did they go from, you know, selling door to door to running a £10 million company? Like, just having frank and honest conversations with those people, a sort of podcast around that would be amazing. Kind of like Stephen Bartlett.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That sort of thing, just to speak with people is, yeah.
I love it. Brilliant. So that is it. This is our podcast Pit Stop interview with Jack. Brilliant. I've absolutely really enjoyed this. I think we're going to have to bring you on as a cool friend one day, have a proper deep dive. Let's figure out exactly how you got to where you've got to go. I think you've got a lot of insight to give to the industry. So really excited for it. So thank you so much for coming along.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget, like, subscribe, all that sort of stuff. And we will see you in the next one. Don't forget to follow Jack as well. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.